Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is certified wellness coach Nadia Andreeva, who is on a mission to end the bloating and constipation epidemic spreading among women through her new book, Happy Belly, A Woman's Guide to Feeling Vibrant, Light, and Balanced. Nadia will discuss why 91% of women say digestion issues get in the way of their daily life and share key insights into why having a happy belly is a cornerstone of good health. So welcome, Nadia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. And tell us why you feel digestion is so crucial to our well-being and health.
Yeah, so when I talk about this particular issue, I find that it's easiest to imagine. So visualize all the food, all the nourishment coming into the body, and then the body going through a really intricate process, just like an incredibly designed process of breaking down all the food and then turning into healthy cells. So all the blood cells, all the nerve cells, bone cells, tissue cells, everything is formed from the food. So if somewhere along the process, whether it's nutrient assimilation or elimination of the waste, something doesn't work, so it affects every single cell in the body. So if the digestion is not working properly, the blood will become toxic. It affects nervous tissue. It affects muscles, bones. It affects mood. And then it will spread out eventually into the immune system, skin, and can lead to chronic disease. And now there's more and more research coming out showing that even our emotions are very much connected to our gut health, because 95% of our endorphins are produced in the gut. So again, if something is wrong, if there's inflammation in the gut, it affects all the systems in the body.
Wow. So tell us why you chose, because I know that Ayurveda is the basis, really, for happy belly for you, solving your own digestive issues as well. Why did you choose that approach for healing?
So this one, I think it was personally my choice because that's what's worked for me. But before I found something that worked, I tried lots of things that didn't. So I tried, for example, going sugar-free, gluten-free, dairy-free. I tried going vegan, tried going raw, tried going paleo. And a lot of the things made symptoms better, but none of it completely resolved it. And that made me realize that every single body, every single digestive system is unique. There are certain characteristics that are very specific to groups of people who thrive on a vegan diet, and there are very specific characteristics of people who thrive on a paleo diet. None of the approaches is good or bad. You just need to find something that's very, very individualized based on your body type, your digestion, your stress level, your lifestyle. And Ayurveda was the only science that gave me that understanding and tools to put my body into a specific body type and then choose both the foods that are good for my body type and my constitution, and then get not only to the physiological issues that were leading to bloating and constipation in my case, but also understand the relationship with food and the relationship with emotions. So those two components were just as crucial as the food itself.
And so what are some of the Ayurvedic techniques to help people reduce and eliminate bloating?
So some of the core ones was food combining for me. And some of the simple ones, for example, would be don't have your fruit after meals, because fruit digests quickly. And usually, like other meals, take 3 or 4 hours to digest. So if we have fruit right after meals, you're asking for bloating. Another thing was don't combine different proteins in the meal. Again, it's overtaxing digestion. Body gets a little bit confused. And then it takes much longer to digest. Another thing that I really, really love about Ayurveda is the use of spices and herbal teas. So, for example, having some ginger tea or cardamom tea or cloves tea really improves circulation in the gut, and as a result, it improves digestion. So, for example, having a fennel tea or ginger tea for somebody who has a tendency to bloating, as I did, can be of an incredible help to prevent that from happening.
And so if someone is looking to kind of change the way they eat, their diet, their lifestyle to improve their digestive health, how difficult is it to say, you know what, that's just that type of food that you've loved for so long is just not in the cards here? How hard is it to eliminate certain foods that are just so bad for you but that you love so much?
Well, you know, in Ayurveda, they say that a healthy body craves healthy foods and an unhealthy body craves unhealthy foods. So in the beginning, it's a matter of re-educating your body and re-educating your taste buds. Eventually, the body will start craving healthy foods. But the beauty of Ayurveda is that there are almost no foods that are considered bad. It's all about how can you balance the food with other elements or with other practices, so it becomes more balanced. So let's take, for example, cake, right, or cookies. Like, a lot of women love their cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Ayurveda wouldn't consider them bad. In Ayurveda, they would say, well, have something that will balance it out. For example, ginger tea and spice cardamom or cinnamon on top of that cookie or cake to help reduce the effect on the blood sugar level. Or make sure that you have it as a separate meal or as a snack, not right after your main meal. So that, again, that makes it a lot easier on the digestion. And those things help to digest even harder to digest things versus just completely eliminating and putting yourself in this box of being completely restricted on a very limited diet.
Now, you were just talking about more difficult to digest foods. Can you tell us a few easy to digest and difficult to digest foods and then how people would recognize those?
Yeah, so let's start with a part about how to recognize them. So all the food that gets into your stomach eventually has to be broken down into this soupy consistency, like warm soupy consistency. So if we eat foods that are close to that consistency to begin with, we're already making the job for the stomach a lot easier. Another thing here is a lot of us, especially during lunchtime, we don't have time to chew properly. We kind of rush through the meal, oftentimes in front of the computer or over the phone. And when we're not chewing, it makes it a lot harder for the body to break down the food. So a lot more energy goes into breaking down the food. So during stressful times, eating liquidy, soupy meals that are warm will make it a lot easier on the body. To give you an example, a lentil soup with some butternut squash in it would be a really easy meal. Having quinoa with almond milk and some soaked almonds would be a really nice, easy to digest breakfast. In general, fish, egg whites, most vegetables, if they're slightly cooked, are easy to digest. Stewed fruits, berries, those are all easy to digest. On the harder side, anything that's very dry, processed, or improperly prepared will be really hard to digest. To give you an example, a sandwich is probably one of the hardest to digest meals because the bread is usually really dry, and then you have a combination of different kinds of proteins in one thing. So it's meat and cheese. Sometimes they put egg in it. So that would be very difficult to digest for the body. So sandwiches and soups are on the polar opposite from each other in terms of digestion.
And sometimes you have them together with a soup and a sandwich.
So having them together would make it much better. So if you choose
right.
to have a sandwich, yeah, I would choose one type of protein and have it either with a warm soup or with a warm tea to kind of balance out the dehydrating qualities of a sandwich.
Well, you know what, Nadia? We could talk all day long about some of these tips. They've been very helpful
yes.
and informative, and you have so many. So I want to urge our listeners, please look into Nadia's book, Happy Belly. It's your personalized roadmap to rediscover the joy of having a healthy relationship with food while enjoying how great you feel with regular healthy digestion. And you can learn more about Nadia and, of course, her book, Happy Belly, on her website, spinachandyoga.com. So thank you, Nadia, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.